You are welcome, most noble sorceress, to the land of the Munchkins. We are so grateful to you for having killed the Wicked Witch of the East and for setting our people free from bondage.
Dorothy listened to this speech with wonder. What could the little woman possibly mean by calling her a sorceress and saying she had killed the Wicked Witch of the East? Dorothy was an innocent, harmless little girl who had been carried by a cyclone many miles from home, and she had never killed anything in all her life. But the little woman evidently expected her to answer, so Dorothy said, with hesitation,
"You are very kind, but there must be some mistake. I have not killed anything."
"Your house did, anyway," replied the little old woman with a laugh. "And that is the same thing. See," she continued, pointing to the corner of the house, "there are her 2 feet still sticking out from under a block of wood."
Dorothy looked and gave a little cry of fright.
"Oh!"
There, indeed, just under the corner of the great beam the house rested on, 2 feet were sticking out, shod in silver shoes with pointed toes.
"Oh, dear! Oh, dear!"
cried Dorothy, clasping her hands together in dismay.
"The house must have fallen on her. Whatever shall we do?"
"There is nothing to be done," said the little woman calmly.
"But who was she?"
asked Dorothy.
"She was the Wicked Witch of the East, as I said,"
answered the little woman.
"She has held all the Munchkins in bondage for many years, making them slave for her night and day,